would call on the public or anyone who knows anything or might have seen anything suspicious in Letcher around the time of the robbery, that they would contact the Gardaí. And in addition to this, I have spoken with the commissioner responsible for the region. He's based in Sligo, and I believe that Donegal need more Gardaí. The numbers have dropped by 101 or 21% over the last number of years, and while the government through their spin machine keep confirming the number of extra recruits coming out of Templemore, but we haven't seen any of those at all. So I do believe while those who are responsible for these acts, they realise that the Gardaí can't be at every corner 24 hours a day, and they'll take these risks. So hopefully the Commissioner and the Minister for Justice, to whom I've tabled a parliamentary question, will take this seriously and now discriminate in favour of Donegal when the next recruits are qualifying in Templemore.
And indeed, the low number of Gardaí in the county, and with more of these incidents happening, it is leaving the community living in fear.
There's no doubt about that. Go to any house in rural Ireland now, particularly during the winter, the doors are locked from the early evening. People are fearful, and I don't want to scaremonger, but in this day and age, and we're listening to the National Development Plan and the billions that's floating around, the very least we can do as public representatives and the government is to make sure that our people are not living in fear. It's most unfair, and in addition to that, those who are breaking into premises, that makes it more difficult for those to get insurance.